Deep inside Taliban territory, Al Jazeera's producer, Kaiser Zimi, travelled through Helmand province for a day and a half, crossing the waterways that irrigate the drugs fields, riding with the Taliban in their cars. He arrives at the village of Zandawa in Kajaki district. Two Taliban stride purposefully up the main street, armed only with radios. Their authority over the villagers is such they need no weapons. All around, tales of devastation, of civilian casualties. The village has been hit many times by foreign forces, the villagers say. They're claiming there is no discrimination in who is targeted. Taliban fighters, women, children, anybody, is what they say. Another village, a mosque in ruins, and a chilling opportunity to witness the psyche of a suicide bomber in the making. A burnt Quran giving this boy reason, he says, to die for his faith. Zaifullah is crying, not because he lost his family, but because, he says, the attack destroyed the holy book. Around the camera, the men are saying all the children are prepared to become suicide bombers. Our producer asks Zaifullah directly if he's ready to do that. Yes, is the reply. Why? Because they did this. Saifullah is 13 years old. Prayers here at the village cemetery. Newly filled graves. Taliban fighters, but also, they tell us, of women and children. Kaiser Zimi says he saw 9 cemeteries in one day, all with recent burials.
They haven't left us anything. They haven't left us food. They kill a lot of us. And I'm thinking how to bury our dead. What is the crime of these innocent people here?
A marketplace was hit in one raid, this bookshop destroyed. Outside, a sign, Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan, the insignia of the Taliban. It was clear to our producer what effect these raids are having.
Here in Kajaki district, if you come, all these people are complaining about one thing. It's the bombing, civilian casualty, and raids at night. All these shops that you can see, it has been burned recently by Afghan forces and international forces.
And as a result, it seems, this is prime Taliban recruiting ground.
Foreigners have come for destruction, not for construction and peace. When they are attacked and there is such cruelty, of course, civilians take sides with the Taliban.
The Taliban presence is everywhere, a gun always at hand. Before, there used to be Taliban fighters and there used to be villagers. Now it seems just the word Taliban will do. Everyone prepared to take up arms. We took the film to the NATO forces headquarters in Kabul. They could not comment specifically on this case, but said there was an offensive in the area which is under investigation.
We're involved in fighting an insurgency that deliberately use civilians and put themselves in amongst the population. It's extremely difficult to get to a situation where civilian casualties are zero, but that would be our aspiration, and that's very much what we try to do.
Whoever is responsible, it seems all too often, it is Afghan civilians who are suffering. Nick Clark, Al Jazeera, Kabul.